Who made you? God made me. What else did God make? God made everything. Why did God make you? To glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. How can you glorify God? By loving Him and obeying Him. How many gods are there? There is only one God. And how many persons does God exist? Three: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What is God? God is a spirit. Where is God? God is everywhere. Did God have a beginning? No, God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. Thanks for being here for our Thursday episode. Hope your week is going great. And that's what we're focusing on this week, that last truth, that God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. God has no beginning and no end. Everything else that we know of had a beginning. It started somewhere, but not God. Everything that's around us one day will be gone, but not God. He exists and has existed forever and will exist forever. And we know that even though there is only one God, He exists in three persons: God the Son, that's Jesus, God the Spirit, and God the Father. We've been talking about yesterday how God the Son is eternal, just like God the Father. Today we'll talk about the Spirit and His eternality, the fact that the Holy Spirit has always existed and always will exist. But first, a horrible, terrible, no good joke of the day. Hey kids, how much does a chimney cost? Nothing, it's on the house. All right, kid, it's time for you to wake up. This is Jeremy, and today we are continuing our study on the eternality of God. That's a big word, but remember, it just means that God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. He has no beginning and no end. He's always been there, and He's always going to be there. We know also that God exists in three persons: God the Father, God the Son, that's Jesus, and God the Spirit, or the Holy Spirit. So, since God is eternal, that means the Father is eternal, Jesus is eternal, and the Holy Spirit is eternal. None of them, the whole Trinity, has no beginning and no end. Yesterday, we focused on Jesus having no beginning and no end. Today, we're focusing on the Holy Spirit being eternal. In fact, in the 9th chapter of Hebrews, that's exactly what He's called, the Eternal Spirit. So we know that the Spirit was there in the beginning because of what we read in Genesis. In the very second verse of the Bible, we read about the Holy Spirit. We find out He's right there with God the Father and Jesus when everything was made. He was already there in the beginning before everything else. Just like the other members of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit has no beginning. The three of them have always existed and they've always been together. Also, the Holy Spirit has no end. In John 14:6, Jesus explains that the Holy Spirit stays with Christians forever. He's about to leave the earth and He's talking to His disciples and He says, "When I leave, I'm going to send you a comforter. It'll be the Spirit of truth and He's going to stay with you forever." He can make that promise because He knows that the Spirit will never leave because the Spirit will never end. He will keep on existing forever. God has no beginning. God has no end. And there is only one God. He exists in three persons. The Holy Spirit is one of those persons. So, the Holy Spirit is God, and He has no beginning and no end. He is eternal. And if you are a child of God, He will be with you forever.